All right, guys. Wow. Are we on?
Oh, there you go. Johnny Bench.
There's Johnny Bench is in the house, man.
In the house.
Making it happen.
Making it happen.
It is Puck Off.
Yes.
Joe Bartnik over here.
The great captain, the original, the great day for the original six to be here because we're going to do the top 50 as recorded by Beckett Entertainment Presents. I thought it was the Sporting News. That's who I usually
buy. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. But it's Beckett Entertainment.
It's my favorite show of all because I love doing this stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Picking the guys.
It fits right in with you. And if it's right in, on
because I actually know half of the guys.
I you played with them.
Yeah.
You were goal to, you gave them other goals.
That's right.
A couple of news notes before we get to that, though, on the trivia front.
Right.
Nobody won.
Nobody won the trivia. What was our trivia?
The trivia was name the two active players in the top 20 of all time, according to not Sporting News, but Beckett Entertainment Presents, which is a real legit magazine.
Well, I actually know because I have the list.
You actually know. Yeah. And many, many, many made very good guesses, but did not win. So
what I have won? Let me see. I'm just looking. I would have picked at least one of the guys.
You know, only
two.
Yeah. Well, it's Sid. It's Sid. I said, if you know me well, you'll know who won. And a lot of people went, and the other one was Yogs.
Yeah.
Everyone got Yogs. The one that everyone went with was Martin Brodeur.
They didn't get Sid?
They didn't get Sid. They got Brodeur. And Brodeur was a good guess, but we'll get to the list in a second.
Okay.
Three big news items in the NHL/AHL. First being the dynamic duo, Batman and Robin, Kane and Taves, both signed long-term with the Chicago Blackhawks, 10.5 each cap hit. Brilliant move. Lock them down.
Those are two of your best players in the league. And they are awesome. And you got to lock those guys in.
Lock them down. And the thing that makes it to the people now, especially Pittsburgh people, will see what's going to happen. And they won't be able to pay anybody like the Penguins can't pay anybody. Well, here's the big difference about Sid and Gino and Kane and Taves. Kane is a winger and Taves is a center. So they play two different positions. So instead of having two lines you have to fill, or then you just, we'll move Gino up, and then you have one big line, they inherently can just always have one big power line at the end with nobody playing out of position.
Right.
And they've also won two cups, which is sad to announce. Of course, Sid and Gino only have one. So,
well, you know, you're
right. I mean, you know,
yeah. Well, Taves, you're getting the leadership thing, too.
Yeah.
I think he's the best leader in the league.
He's up there. I agree with you. I mean, I just got – now Dusty's won two, though, too.
Well, that's so, true. He's good, too.
He's
You're
good,
right.
too.
You're
it's,
right.
It's a battle – I mean, now it even looks worse since you only have one. now people – you know, Andre –
Well, leadership is an intangible, but, you know, it's an important factor.
Right. And we'll talk about that right now. And the other – the number two of the big news is apparently Sidney Crosby – the winner of every trophy except the cup this year had a broken wrist. They think he got it at the Olympics.
That's what they're saying now? Oh, really?
Yeah.
And there's another one against the Olympics for you, my friend.
I know. Well,
so many stars got injured in that Olympics.
Beat that dead horse. You know, and it makes sense. The wrist makes sense because he couldn't take a pass. And Sid, you could take a pass with his ass. He could take a pass with his back with his back skate. You know, I mean, when couldn't Sid take a pass?
Yeah, he was always great at it. Yeah.
And his shot seemed very pedestrian too. Like, you know, hitting when Sid ever hit a guy in the crest of his mascot, you know, in the crest of the uniform.
Yeah. We knew something was up because he didn't have his usual postseason.
We did. I still don't like the sourpuss. I don't care what hurts. Don't Claude Giroux your sourpuss on me, Mr. Crosby. But that's okay. Brendan Dubisky signed a big contract, which they paid too much money for him, whatever. Columbus will learn their lessons. I did not, in the list of who's up and who's down, I forgot to mention the great Lindy Ruff is on the plus side because he got Jason Spezza.
Spezza's going to help.
He's going to help. He's poor Mr. Bag when his next appearance.
I know. Oh, God.
I mean, he was upset that Dallas was getting a little better this year.
I
got Spezza and he lost Kessler. So
that was a big loss for them.
I feel like the next Ian Bag appearance will be out with a megaphone as he's on a bridge.
Probably. You've seen enough.
Calm down, Mr. Bag.
Man, I'll tell you that. Wow.
You have a draft pick.
when he lost Kessler, I told you that other comedian friend of mine, I was telling him, he's from Vancouver and big fan, and I Lachlan Patterson, and I told him he didn't know about Kessler. And when he heard, his face just dropped.
Oh, yeah, for Bonino. I mean, nothing. That's what really gets you mad. I mean, dating back to, number 11, Jaromir Jagr on the list. We traded Jagr for four guys that, you never heard. Four guys, nothing. Nobody.
Get somebody.
Yeah, get somebody. Even if they're over the hill and they're not going to have, at least to sell a couple, T-shirts. I mean, no one's buying Bonino jerseys.
Right. What do you think Kessler does for the Ducks?
I think he makes them. He gives him a second line. He gives him a tough second line center to match up against either Kopitar or against Jeff Carter.
Well, that's what they were.
And now you're going to have to match up against Brad Richards in Chicago and against Stastny or Backes in St. Louis. I mean, you need two centers. I mean, that's how sick the West. Hey, you need two centers to play the Stars now.
Yeah,
they got Spezza and Sagan's buddy.
The West just keeps getting better.
Better and better.
Yeah.
Better. And now, one more thing, Captain. The AHL, the minor league of the NHL, is changing overtime rules.
And what is the new rule?
The new rules are they're going to make them switch sides, which, if you know, more goals are scored in the second period than the first and the third because of the longer change.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh, sure.
So they're making them switch sides. They're going to clean the ice. So the puck will go better, less snow.
That makes sense.
And you're going to go 4-on-4 for the first 3 minutes. The first whistle after that, they're going 3-on-3 until they hit the 7-minute mark.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. What do you think about that?
I think it's good. I'd like to see 4-on-4 for 10. I just want more hockey.
Well, yeah, but 3-on-3 at that point, you're wiped out.
You got to
cover the whole surface with three guys.
There's gonna be a lot of 2-on-1s. It's gonna be really exciting. I think it's gonna be good for the game.
Kind of interesting
because it's a long change. There'll be a bad change. It's gonna come down. Someone's gonna miss the net by 20 feet. Big kick, kick out, rebound, come out. Someone's gonna give you a change. Someone's gonna get in the box on one side. Get in the bench on one side. Someone's going to jump the boards on the other side.
It takes is a bad shift.
It's a 2-on-1. And then there's a hockey. Toronto doesn't like shootouts. I don't. As old school, you're not a big shootout guy.
I'm not.
But and I'm 50-50 on it. Like I don't either way. I mean, I don't like ties. So something has to give.
Well, even in the World Cup soccer, I was like, oh, a shootout.
Because. It's easier to score in soccer. It's almost like as someone guesses, And I will say this, we're talking about the grace today. Did I say this last week? Did Messi not remind you of Gretzky and Lemieux?
Just great. You know what it is? When you see him out there, you're right. It's like watching those guys because they stand out in a sport where it's hard to stand out. All of a sudden you go, wait a minute, that guy's better than everyone.
Yeah.
And that's what you used to do with the great one and with Lemieux. You'd say, okay, that guy's better than anyone on the ice.
Well, like his when they – the semifinals, the penalty – I actually got really into the World Cup this year. I really did. I got into soccer. I've always liked the English Premier League, but I watched a lot of soccer. People say, oh, soccer, it's like – and not to rip on hockey, I love it. But it's like literally I'm used to watching nothing happen. I can enjoy the game without tons of scoring. Long story short, with Messi, though, like every shootout goal that his team scored was like the goalie either guessed wrong or the guys kicked it so hard they just went blasted through the guy. Messi scored like the guy guessed right and like the goalie thought he was going to get it the whole time, but he couldn't. It was just placed so perfectly. And he just kicked it easy. It was just like and he celebrated like Lemieux, just like a little fist pump. That's how the greats do it. Just like what do you expect me to do? I'm gonna score. It was just
like Barry Sanders used to say in football because he never celebrated.
Yeah,
and he just hand the ball to the ref.
Yeah,
he said act like you've been there before.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I thought Messi was just like when he scored that. The shootout call, I was just like, oh, that's talent, right?
Yeah.
It was just like, couldn't have been any easier for him. It was like, oh, geez, like really? It was like, oh, okay, I'll score now. I mean, score now.
That's how the great ones do it.
Yeah. It's like Lemieux on a breakaway. It's just, oh, there it is. Boom. Yeah. Right there.
Yeah.
It's in the net. Well, that's, and then there's a couple of rules on fighting. After two fights, you get tossed, which, you know, doesn't really affect the NHL because very few people fight twice. I mean, it's three times the NHL. So, and then helmets. If you lose your helmet now in the AHL, you have to either go to the bench immediately or you have to pick it up and put it on immediately. So you can't do your Craig McTavish imitation.
Right.
Remember how great it was watching McTavish? Yeah, he played like an extra 10 years. I think just to say, here's how big my balls are.
Yeah, yeah.
I love McTavish.
Who was the one guy that refused to wear a helmet?
Oh, it was McTavish. Yeah,
there was a guy for the Kings.
Oh, Rod Duguay. Was it Rod Duguay?
Was it him? I can't remember, but he didn't want to wear one.
Yeah, he was one of the last. And, your buddy, Semenko, was one of the last five.
He didn't need a helmet.
No. No one wanted to touch him.
No one would go near him, man.
But he was one of the last couple to ever.
He was super old school.
Yeah, Semenko. He didn't
loved him.
He didn't need a stick.
No, he's like a tank out there. I love that guy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
All right, let's take a look. This is fun, man. I love this.
This really is fun. Now, we've both read the list. I'll tell you the two guys that I really thought is a crime that they're not on it. Then I'll go on slights and who I should think are higher. Should we read them first?
Let's read them.
Okay, we'll read them first. Let's go 50 down.
So, okay.
You want me to read them?
You go ahead and read them, and then do we do a little quick little thing on each one? Or just read them quick?
I was thinking read them quick and then go back.
Go back. Yeah,
what does Johnny Bench think? He's our esteemed producer.
You're the
read them all now?
Johnny,
or?
What do you think?
Let's go ahead and read them all now.
All right. I'll read a bunch, and you can read a bunch, and then, okay.
And then we'll go from there.
Yeah, okay. Going from 50 backwards, we have goaltender Billy Smith, the New York Islanders. Number 49, the E-Train, Eric Lindros, denied the hall last week. Yeah. 48, Tony Esposito, the goaltender Esposito, 47. Chris Chelios, 46. Bob Gainey, the captain of the old Montreal, like the 70s Canadiens.
Right.
Bernie Parent, your Flyers goaltender with two cups. 44 is Peter Forsberg. 43, very high up, I think, in the ranking, Martin Brodeur.
Uh-huh.
42, very high, extreme, I think a slight, we'll get to that, but Dennis Potvin's 42. I don't know about that. Best defenseman of a generation.
Come on.
And he played on the Empire, so I don't know. Grant Fuhr, 40, I don't know. 39, Bobby Clark, a Flyer, but he's still, I think, a little high, Mr. Clark.
I think you should be higher up.
Oh, you don't think he's a top? You don't think he's top 40?
No,
lower.
Lower. Yeah, I think he should be lower.
Yeah, I think so. Stastny, 39. Peter Stastny of the Stastny brothers. Guy Lapointe, we'll have to go to the captain when we go back, and a little before my time.
Yep, good player though.
Oh yeah. Oh hell yeah. This guy can't even pronounce his name correct.
The Boomer.
Yeah,
Bernie Jeffrion.
Yeah, he's your era.
Boom.
He's black and white in the pictures.
Man, he's awesome. He was awesome. He was, yeah, right?
He is. Yeah.
Even now, his Facebook is still black and white.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, Henri Richard, the pocket rocket.
The pocket rocket.
At 36.
Yeah.
Brian Trottier at 35.
Now, that's to me, that's my biggest. That's a crime. I'm sorry. That's a crime.
Well, how about this one? This is a terrible Ted Lindsay at 34.
Yeah, that's.
Red Wing. I don't know, man. He's a pretty dangerous individual.
Well, especially
he put fear into people.
I think, especially when you look at the next four, I think it's a crime. I think it's a crime.
Okay. At 33, right ahead of him, Pavel Bure,
the Russian rocket.
I think he should be up lower, don't you think?
You mean lower? You think he's in the top?
I think he goes even farther down.
Oh, you think he's in the top? You think he's in the top 30?
I would say.
Well, okay.
Pretty good player, man.
Okay.
Number 32.
The list gets tough, Frisch.
I know it does. I know you're right. You're right. Hey, these guys.
It gets pretty rough.
They're all pretty awesome. Yeah. I mean, 32, Mike Modano.
Yeah, Modano.
31, Jari Kurri.
Jari Kurri.
30, our buddy Luke Robitaille.
Luke Robitaille, the leads retired most goals by a left winger ever.
Yeah, just check those stats.
Ever.
Right? Check those stats.
Yeah.
29, the great Joe Sakic.
Joe Sakic. Woo.
Loved him. And, of course, the gentleman, Stan Mikita, at 28.
That, you know, when Stan Mikita's 28, you're in the deep end of the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, that's what I mean. It's like, you know, it, 27, Jacques Plante.
The great Jacques Plante.
Jacques Plante. I mean, are you kidding me? Now, this one, Denny Savard. You know, we'll debate. Denny Savard, I don't think Denny Savard is a better hockey player than Joe Sakic and
I don't either.
And Brian Trotsch.
I agree with you on that.
And Ted Lindsay. And Luke Robitaille.
I agree with you on that. 25 is Paul Coffey. You know, I always love him.
Oh, the doctor. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Playing style. And here's another one. Now, this guy, I mean, arguably one of the best defensemen ever.
Oh, absolutely.
At 24, Larry Robinson.
Yeah, because then you'll see, because we'll debate it.
Because this list does get tough.
Yeah.
But Larry Robinson's one of the best.
I hate to always just judge rings, but Larry Robinson was the man on the Canadiens.
Yeah.
Of the 70s. Yeah.
He's an awesome player. Yes. Now, this guy should be up here just because of his business acumen.
Just if you've ever eaten a donut at Tim Horton.
Yeah, Tim Horton is 23.
He's a Hall of Famer there.
Yeah, you got to put him up there. He's a great businessman, too.
Yes.
He'd be number one if it was a business list.
Yeah, if it was making breakfast sandwiches.
And then the great John Beliveau.
Oh, 22. I mean, great. Because he's before my time. Obviously. You know, my time really starts is like Guy Lafleur. The end of the Guy Lafleur Canadians, and then that was your time.
Yeah,
and then the Empire, the New York Islanders. So, he has like 13 Stanley Cups, John Beliveau.
Yeah, the guy's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
And then number 21, our old buddy Ron Francis,
Captain Ron. Now, I mean, I love the thing with Captain Ron is they changed the faceoff rules. Like they put the markings in,
right?
Because he played with people. He'd let you win in your zone. He'd let you win. Yeah. He'd let you win in center ice. You'll never win in his zone. And I mean, you know, he played a long time. He's second, like in all time assists. And
is he really?
Yeah. The thing with Captain Ron is he never made the bad play.
Smart player.
Never made the bad play.
Now this one's got to be in contention. At number 20 is your boy, Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby.
I would put him way down. He should be, wow, he's such a great player.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I think if he'd have went to the Eastern Conference semifinals, I don't think we could debate it. But now it's like, because I think in weeks to come, we'll show the magazine, they do the 10 people coming up, like, you know, 10 up-and-comers who might make the next magazine edition. And it's like Ovechkin, and I think Ovechkin's, you know, we've debated him for years here. Or years a season here, but they have like Malkin and Cope. Malkin's number two, and then like Taze is number five, and Kopitar's number 10. I'm like, I think maybe we should put the magazine out again. I think Taze would be, I think Taze might make number
50. So I'm saying no, but none of those guys are on this list.
There's only two actives. That's the poll question. Yeah. I mean, Sid's a great hockey, but these guys are already.
Well, you go down the list, they're all pretty good coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, we got Marcel Dion.
Marcel Dion.
I don't know that you can argue with that. He's pretty darn good.
No, man. Not even going to try.
You know, Big Frank Mahovlich. I used to see that was my era.
That is your era.
That guy was awesome.
Yes,
he was awesome.
The original power forward.
Just he big, really was. He's a power
big
forward.
Frank. Big yep. Frank.
And this goalie to me, I don't know. I think he was maybe the best goalie is Ken Dryden.
A lot of people say that.
You know, I mean, he was just phenomenal in those against the Russians.
Yeah,
in those big summit series.
Well, just for the Canadians. I mean, you talk about pressure goaltending.
He was awesome. Brett Hull at 16.
You know what? I love the Golden Jet. I when my kid plays soccer, I'm like, she looks like Brett Hull. Like I'm amazed. She looks like Brett Hull. Like she knows how to get open and make her shot. But you know what? I don't think Brett Hull is an overall better hockey player than Ron Francis.
No, that's you know what? That's one I have a problem with.
You know, I mean,
he's got great numbers, and by the way, he's the Golden Jets is Bobby.
Yeah,
Brett was a tremendous player,
tremendous hockey, and a great guy and a great teammate, and you know,
yeah, pretty awesome player. I mean, you know, but you're
no
right.
No one found an opening and skated into the slot and got open like Brett Hull. Nobody.
But I think he was rated a little high here, too.
I mean, he's not a better hockey player than Brian Trottier.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I yeah, believe. That, I mean, I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, he's awful good, but yeah. I still think. And then 15, Mike Bossy.
Like probably when I was a kid, him and Trotch were my two favorites. And Bossy, just beautiful winger.
Yeah,
scored any way possible. But I don't know a better, because I think I just go back to my always theory that centermen are more important than wingers. Is that wrong?
I think that's correct. But you're right. I just, as good as he is, I think he's rated a little high here.
Yeah, I mean, how can he be? What's the number? He's 20 people higher than Trottier.
Yeah. Well, there's number of names.
And who do you think I'm the puck?
I know, right? Good point.
Yeah.
All right, number 14 is my old Red Wings favorite, Terry Sawchuk.
Oh, Terry Sawchuk.
You know what? He's from that different era, and it's a little hard to tell, but he was very acrobatic. He reminds me of how Jonathan Quick is now.
Yes.
You know, that same kind of acrobatic style. You know, he was all over the place. A great goalie. I don't know if I'd put him up that high, but
well, when you look at his old highlight reels, which is it kind of stinks for us hockey fanatics that they don't have it like they have the NFL, where basically they're just warehouses of footage,
right?
You know, but he does look like he's from like the moderner era.
Well, he did play that modern style.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think he invented the butterfly. I think
he might have
his claim to fame
because he was all over the crease. I mean, that guy was a tremendous goaltender. I still think maybe ranked a little high here, but, you know. And at 13, Ray Bourque.
Ray Bourque. Now, here is one, and now people are going to think it's your – I'm not even known as anti-Boston, but I'm kind of known as anti-Ray Bourque, because I'll tell you, so here's my thing with Ray Bourque, and there's no way that he's a better defenseman than Larry Robinson, first of all.
No way. And he's a great defenseman, but
He's a great defenseman. But the other thing is, you know – And he moved to Colorado and got his cup, but if he would have ever beat Gretzky or Lemieux in the playoffs, he wouldn't have had to move.
That's true.
And that's just kind of my, Lemieux made highlight reels off of Ray Bourque. Like, Ray Bourque could get best supporting actor in a Mario Lemieux greatest hits package.
That's true.
No, I mean, you know, you never saw, you know, there's no Brian Trottier's 10. Like, when they show, like, Mario Lemieux's, like, 10 greatest goals, I think two of them are against Bourque. And I guarantee if you show anyone else on this list 10 greatest goals, none of them are against, none of them are against Guy Lapointe and Larry Robinson and Dennis Potvin. Like, he's ranked higher than Dennis Potvin. That doesn't make sense.
No, you're right.
And Ray is, by all accounts, a great human being, and I'm not knocking him.
Oh, he's awesome. He was a great player, too. But I feel the same way. I think he's ranked a little high.
Yeah.
All right, at 12, your boy.
Jaromír Jágr. I know he's my guy. He put him on top of my Christmas tree. In my mind, he's the greatest winger of all time.
Oh, man, that guy's great. Yeah.
He really is. He controlled his ass controlled more hockey games than anyone on earth.
Well, no one had his speed and strength and skating ability. He just was awesome.
Yeah, and Lemieux said scored the greatest goal he ever saw.
Is that right?
Yeah, against the Blackhawks in the 92 finals. I think he earns it. Like, I mean, I don't think he – I think that's about right where he should be, because the top – 11 are ridiculous.
Yeah, that's about right. I agree with you, because you can't. It's hard to argue with these other guys.
No, you can't.
At 11 is my guy, Stevie Yzerman.
No,
how are you going to argue with that?
You can't argue, because he literally went from being like a tad behind Gretzky as far as just overall offensive genius, but close to him, to becoming like Ron Francis. Always making the right play.
That's what it was. They were the same way. They were smart.
Being incredible defensively, you know.
And leadership.
Leadership. Yeah. Stevie Y. It's
awesome.
Stevie Y.
All right. Number 10. Well, when I said that this guy's Ken Dryden, I don't know, Patrick Waugh, he's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Waugh is the greatest goaltender I've ever seen. I mean,
you can't put the Russian in there, can you? You can't put Tretiak in there.
Well, you can. They did not. I don't know if there's any. You know,
because he was a good goalie too.
Yeah, they didn't.
But Patrick is a tremendous goalie.
Yeah, I mean, I, I totally respect Martin Brodeur, but Wah was just sick.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Wah really was.
He really was. He really was. At number nine, Mark Messier.
It's Messier.
How can I argue?
The Messier's greatest accomplishment was after Gretz left, he still won the cup.
Yeah, I mean, it says a lot.
Then he went to New York and won the cup. There's never been a more vicious cheap shot artist.
True, but
it's not the Lady Bing list.
No,
so not. And I'll tell you what, honestly, I can put Messier up a little higher on this list to be quite honest with you. Well,
it's hard to say because these guys are all awesome, but. At number eight, we've got Phil Esposito.
Espo.
Yeah. That was a scoring machine.
He was...
Reminded me of Lemieux, because what he would do is he'd just camp out in front of the net. And he was big, and you couldn't get him out of there.
Oh, he played a much more physical... I mean, Lemieux could take his beatings, but...
Espo was really good at just staying out front.
He's a big man. And a leader. Like an old school, we're going to the bar, we're drinking all night, we're getting on the bus, we're going to beat up some Russians.
Well, that's what it was. That's where you saw it, against the Russians.
Yeah.
He was a guy that came out in the papers and said, wait a minute, man, we can't let these guys do this to us. We're going to beat these guys.
Absolutely.
He took charge, you know.
And pretty much before, he's obviously not Mount Rushmore Mr. Hockey, but especially an Italian-American, I mean, Phil Esposito. I mean, he's hockey.
Yeah, he really, that was a great player.
Yeah.
And at number seven, we've got the Golden Jet.
The Golden Jet.
Bobby Hull. And to me, from my era, he was the most exciting guy that I've ever seen play.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a tie between him and Orr. Orr was from my era, too. And they had that great skating ability.
Right.
And speed. He was the fastest skater in the league, at least at that point. And I don't know if he would still be clocked as the fastest, but for a long time, no one came close to him speed-wise. And he was big and strong. And he had a shot. He had what they said was the hardest shot ever.
Yeah.
I don't know if they had the equipment to really gauge it back in those days.
But. And he was a star. There wasn't that many hockey stars back in the early 60s and 70s. He was a star.
He was a star. He had the look. He had the matinee.
Yeah,
he idol was like, looks.
He was like a Time magazine guy. Maybe not Time magazine, but he was like if people who didn't know hockey knew who Bobby.
Knew him, and they'd put him on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Right, yeah. Stuff like that.
And you know what else, too? He was the guy who brought in the curved stick. And so what happened with his super hard shot... He was the guy who made goalies start wearing masks.
Right.
They said it was because of Orr, because it was like a baseball pitcher with a knuckleball. The puck would rise, it would drop. He'd have this hard shot with a super curve on the stick before they regulated that. And that guy had an unbelievable shot that scared a lot of goalies.
Oh, and he used to say flat out, he used to just aim the first one at their head.
Yeah.
And then he had him.
Yeah.
Deer in the headlights, because then they were scared.
I saw him break the glass. He actually broke the glass with a shot.
And tip of your hat to him, because that's before they had all the graphic and the flex.
Yeah.
And that's just old school.
Plus, I met him, man. Did I tell you a story? I did, right? When I was at the Forum at a Kings game.
Oh, yeah.
And Jerry Buss.
Yeah.
Recognized me from the radio. He goes, hey, Fraze. Come up and sit with me. Got to sit up in his private box up there. All these models. And then there was the great Bobby Hull was there.
Right.
Watched a game with him. He was so cool, too.
Oh, it's
and that was another thing about hockey guys, Joe. The Canadian, a lot of them are Canadian. They're the coolest of all athletes because they're the most down to earth.
Right. They are.
The big superstars are just nice guys.
We've talked about it many a time.
Yeah.
They're the best, and he's the only one with his kid on here. Number.
Yeah, 16. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. And number six, I don't know how you argue with this guy. He's the best, the most fluid skater I've ever.
Well,
seen.
We all called ourselves the captain of the center on my rod hockey team, which we used to play rod hockey. For hours and hours and hours in my basement, we wore out games with the stickers. It was always the Canadians versus the Islanders,
right?
And it was the Flower, original Flower, Guy Lafleur.
Yeah,
I mean, just incredible. But honestly though, I think on this list, he's a little, I think
maybe a little high. Yeah,
I mean, he scored a lot of great goals. It's a sin. But we're here to debate these.
Well, we are, yeah. Well, you know, you're going to get debates when you do a list on anything.
No, I know. And, I mean, but it is a, I just, you know, it is a sin. I mean, he's a flowery, beautiful, scored huge goals for the Canadians, and just was their forward, and of course they had the three big three, like, you know, shut the defense were all the whole Hall of Fame defense, and they had Dryden, but he was the main scorer, and beautiful player, had a great slap shot, great passing. Had speed, had the moves. One of the first guys that had the moves.
Fluid with the moves. You know, yeah.
I don't know if he was better than I still don't think I still don't think any of these guys are better. Am I an idiot? I don't think any of these guys are better than Fry Trottier.
Or Younger.
Yeah. I mean, you know. But okay, so now we're very, very, very at the deep. The top five, I don't think there's any debate.
I don't think you can touch them.
No, and I think the order is, you know, the order I think is the way to go. And
I think it's correct. Yeah, I think it's correct.
I think it's correct.
Number five is the great Rocket Richard.
Yeah, Maurice
the Rocket. you know what the thing with him, because I got it again from my era, was he didn't have the most complete game. You know, I don't know how good his defense was or anything, but what he was great at is from blue line in. He would just attack. You know, he was an attacker, and he was a natural scorer.
Oh, yeah. You know. I love lures. Like, I love, like, the lure of, like, Babe Ruth or the lure of Elvis almost more. Where he's outside, he's like, you know, like, when he was suspended, like, there was a
riot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
the guy.
He caused a riot.
You gotta,
like,
love that.
The Rock. And I love the guys with the great, like, you know, now there's the Pocket Rocket, the Finnish Rocket, the Russian Rocket.
He was the OG Rocket.
Yeah, he's the Rocket.
What was great about it was, again, he may not have had that end-to-end speed, but he had unbelievable speed from blue line in.
And he had that shot.
Yeah.
And he had that shot.
Yeah. But he just had a nose for the goal.
Yeah.
He just went for it, and that's why he was great.
That was the first picture I took in the Hockey Hall of Fame, was me sitting in Rocket Richard's dressing room. Yeah.
Get to do that? You get to sit there in the cubicle?
They have the Hall of Fame. I don't know if it's the rep. I don't think it's the actual locker room, but they have the Montreal Canadiens locker room. In the hall.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And then so they have all the old school guys like the Rocket and Jean Béliveau, and then they have the Flower and Larry Robinson. They have the 10 guys, the 10 guys.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's cool, man. That's
So and the Rocket's one of the guys that they actually, because he's the Rocket, they actually do have a lot of footage on him. So you can see how great he was.
Yeah. You know, like, that's great.
Yeah.
Because people should know today how really good.
Yeah, he was ahead of his time. I mean, he was incredible.
Well, you know how a guy like, let's say, Pete Rose in baseball, how he just wanted to win. He would knock that catcher over to get that run to win. You know,
and today's the anniversary of that game. Actually.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Is it? Well, then it's appropriate that I bring up that analogy.
It really is.
Yeah. You know, because he—that's what I thought about Rose. You know, he was going to do what he had to do to win. And that's how I think Rocket Richard was.
Yeah. Well, you don't win that many cups without having that.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to have it. Number four.
Now we're down. This is Mount Rushmore.
Number four. And you could maybe juggle all four of these guys because except number one.
Yeah.
I don't think you mess with number one.
No. But as a Pittsburgh guy, as a man who worships Mario Lemieux. I worship him. I mean, like I said, on my gravestone will be Lemieux thought I was funny.
You know, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I can. This is a legitimate. This is legit because you know he had his cancer, he had his back problems, and he didn't. You know, it's the way it is. To me, he's the greatest guy I've ever seen play hockey because of how big his size and speed and grace.
His grace.
But before when he came back after the cancer, he was still ridiculous. He'd still score and run the power play and people who only saw that era could think he's the greatest of all time. But if you remember the 80s Lemieux, when he had the speed to dance through guys. I mean,
Was unstoppable.
He was on horrible teams. I mean, putting up 199 points with, like, the, you know, with team and nobody.
I know. It's pretty amazing.
There with his wings.
I know, right?
You know, I mean.
Well, Esposito, he reminded me of Phil Esposito, but just a bit better.
Yeah. Just, he had all the, he was the first, I got to make a note. Because now there's two guys I thought of. I would put on that list.
That should be on the list.
Where's my pen? Yeah. Well,
here.
Okay, thank you. I won't give it away.
Because we're going to go back and go over these.
Well, okay, yeah.
But yeah, Lemieux is at number four.
Yeah.
And
okay, thank you.
And then we're moving on, and this is one of my favorite all-time players, I guess for everybody, really.
Yeah.
The great Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr changed three. Hockey. He changed hockey. He's like, he's the LT of hockey.
Yeah, exactly. Good analogy.
Thank you.
Good analogy. Because he had that extra gear and whatever it was. And you never saw a defenseman, really, who could do that. He was the first defenseman that really did that, I think,
rushed.
Saw. Yeah. Rushed the puck and could get back and was an amazing skater.
Scored.
One of the greatest skaters ever.
Yeah.
You know, fluid and just could turn it on. And his whole thing was really injuries. If he hadn't had that bad knee, I don't know, anything could have happened with this guy.
Right.
And that knee was the only thing that kept him from really... And he was still the greatest.
Right. And that's the thing is, you know, you can, you know, debate or, you know, oh, my God, like, you know, Lemieux, if he would have played, didn't have cancer, he would have beat Gretzky's
records.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, yeah.
But the thing with sports is, I go, ifs and buts are candy and that's to be Christmas every day.
Good one.
Right? That's why you have to give it to the top two guys right here.
Yep.
Number two, Mr. Hockey.
From the great Detroit Red Wing team.
He played in every era.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
He played where I saw him.
That's true. I mean, but when he was at his best was Gordie Howe.
Gordie Howe. I mean, he's Mr. Hockey. The Gordie Howe hatcher. That's the thing is all of his skill, he was still a badass. He's a bad man.
Well, that's the thing. He is a bad man.
Yeah.
You know, no one wanted to tangle with him.
No.
And you know, he was the model for guys like Probert, who you know were scorers and fighters,
right?
And that's what Gordie was. He was a fighter and a scorer, and he racked up all those goals.
Yeah, and
assists.
Yeah,
he was an assist guy too. He was smart.
A winner.
Yeah, he was a winner, and he was tough, and he was a leader, and he had it all going.
He had it all going on.
Yeah,
and he's just Mr. Hockey.
And
he's like the first power forward. He's the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
The original.
Yeah. Guys were afraid of him. He could do some stuff with his stick too.
Yeah. He intimidated people.
Yeah, he really did. People were afraid of him. They told a story. Do you ever hear? I'm sure you heard this story. He was playing in an old timers game. I mean, old timers game. He played till he was 55.
I know, Jesus.
But for whatever reason, he was playing in some game, and it was some young kid took a cheap shot at him.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and down at one end of the ice, so a minute later at the other end of the ice, the kid was skating, and all of a sudden he saw Howe's stick was like a half inch from his nose, and Gordy goes, check out, Junior. And the kid just hit the deck, crashed into the boards, because he could carve you up with that stick.
Oh, sure.
You know,
those guys, you know, that's why they let fighting, because people were doing more damage with sticks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That really is the truth.
But he could also fight. He could do it all. You know, he could do it all, really.
That's why he's Mr. Hockey.
And if it wasn't for this guy, he'd probably be number one. But this guy is clearly number one on anyone's list.
Yep.
He's got to be the great one.
The great one. But
Wayne Gretzky. How do you argue with that? You can't.
You don't.
You don't, right?
You don't. I mean, you just don't.
An amazing player. He was like the Michael Jordan of hockey and... He was a step above everyone.
He's a classy guy.
Super classy.
He played the game with class. You know, he really did.
Well, they don't come along too often, and there's really no argument on that.
No,
number one.
But the way he did it too. I mean, like his skill was just ridiculous.
Well, you know, he practiced all those hours with his dad when he was a kid.
Right.
And the dad taught him all that stuff about angles, and he knew where the puck was going at all times. You know, that's rare. He knew where everyone was supposed to be, and he had a kind of extra grasp on the game.
He did. He was Lemieux. Him and Lemieux are definitely the two guys that are like two plays ahead.
Yeah, they're 1-2 in that department.
Of everybody else. The next level of great players, Sid, Malkin, Forsberg. It's the centers that are like Yzerman. They're like one play ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they look amazing. Like, oh, my God. They like, you know, what Melrose will be like, oh, yeah, look at him. He knew what he was doing when before he got the puck. He knew it was going there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Gretzky and Lemieux knew where it was going to people.
Two steps ahead. Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, I gave the example of Michael Jordan. I should have used Magic Johnson from basketball because that's how Magic was.
Oh, yeah.
He saw the court. He was the greatest court general. Right. He could see everything and where everything was going.
Yes.
You know, and that's how these two are in hockey.
They, right.
Both Lemieux and Gretzky.
Yeah.
Right. Two steps ahead.
They're two steps ahead. And that's the list, everybody. Yeah. So, you know that it was Jágr and Sid at 20 and 12 respectively are still ongoing.
Let's backtrack and let's go with the things you didn't think were right with that list.
I've thought of two slights I just thought of, but two I think are ridiculous slights.
Okay.
The two I just thought of right now, I wrote Teemu Selanne.
Well, yeah. Okay, good point.
I think Timu's better than Pavel Bure. I know that's the same. It's speed, and he lasted forever.
He lasted longer.
But you know what? Pavel hurt his knee, but that's the reason why, you know, maybe Lemieux's not two. That's the reason why maybe Orr isn't two.
Well, if you want to talk about pure talent, Bure might be the most talented of all. But in terms of just when you – but he got injured.
Yeah.
And he didn't have that longevity.
And I think just the fact of Timo this season was ridiculous.
Oh yeah. Well,
I mean,
look how long he stayed good.
I know. I mean, look at the goals he made in the playoffs were just ridiculous. Now the other one that I just thought of because I was thinking of the witches. I'm thinking of because Lemieux was such a witch. That's the thing. What he did with the puck when he beat Ray Bourque, it was like Ray Bourque didn't know he was playing basketball. I'm not trying to pick.
That's
on
one
Ray.
Of the best players too.
You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. And is Sergei Fedorov.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, I think Fedorov
is...
I
hear you. As a Red Wing fan, yeah, you're right.
You know, I mean, I think he's... I don't know who to bump, but I think Fedorov was such a... I love Fedorov. And you would say what you want about his offense. He won Selke trophies.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a great defensive center.
Well, he was.
Another
guy is tough to leave off the list.
Now, here's the two that I think are a crime. Crime, and you'll love them because now it seems like I'm on the radio in Detroit, right? How is Nicholas Lindstrom not on this list?
All right, good point. Yeah,
good point. To me, Lindstrom's the best defenseman I have ever seen because I'm not going to say that I saw. I love Larry Robinson. I didn't see Robinson at his greatest peaks in the mid-70s.
Robinson
I saw
was pretty outstanding.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And Potvin. Those are the two that I remember as a kid. Like, oh, my God, Potvin and Robinson are the best. But I didn't see them at their peak, and they were still great. But it's more like legend to me. And
right.
I saw Lindstrom play for 20 years. The man was never out of position.
No, he was a super defenseman.
Yeah. I don't know how you.
That's a good point, though.
He's better than Ray Bourque. You know, and the other one, and that should be the other. That should be the trivia question, but it's two people think I'm just giving Johnny Bench's kind of book to my friends. Is how you leave Brendan Shanahan off the list?
Oh, Shanny.
Yeah. 500 and some goals, maybe 600 goals, like 2,500 penalty minutes. Bunch of rings.
Yeah, another guy that
any team he went to became a
Stanley Cup
contender.
He could play it tough. He could play it smart. He was good at everything. Yeah. And a leader, too.
And a leader. Yeah. I mean, how do you...
Well, that's true, man. That's true. Well, you know what they do on these lists? And I think they kind of have to a little bit. They go old school on some of the names from that old era just to make sure that era gets covered.
Right.
You know, and those were great players. You can't say they weren't. But at the same token, they might not match up... to the speed and
well, now you're going against your all-time argument, though.
The
old guys can play with the new guys.
Well, I think the old guys can play with the new guys.
No, I
don't go back on that. What I'm saying, though, is...
I'm not trying to catch you.
I guess, you know, maybe I am a little off base on that. Maybe I am.
I'm not trying to...
But, you know, on a list like this, you do have to consider some of that. You have to say, okay, well, but back in those days... You know, and there's certain equipment changes that, like, look at Sawchuk. What would he have been like with the pads of the goalies that have today, and you know, the mask and all that stuff? He was pre mask, You know,
like here's like okay, like I like Lindros, but Lindros is not a better hockey player than Brendan Shanahan.
No, he's not.
I mean, you know, I mean that's the first guy I could take off the list. I just look it right there. Like I could take Shanahan off the list. I could take Bure off the list. I could take Madonna off the list to put. I could take Madonna off the list to put Sergei Fedorov on that list.
You think Lindstrom? You think what about Chelios?
Yeah, I love Chelios. I would keep Chelios. Grant Fuhr is not to me the number 41 best player of all time in hockey.
No, might move him out of there.
Bings half the time
he got some rings though.
He does, but you know, I was like, well, he made the big, you know, but he won a lot of 6-5 games, which there's no crime in that, but he won a lot of 6-5 games, and Andy Moog played a lot of those games in Edmonton. Andy Moog, that was like the original dual party system as far as that goes. I'll let you debate Fedor. I can hear debates for Fedorov. I can hear debates for Team Mussolini. I can't hear debates for Shanahan and Lindstrom.
What, do you rate Chris Chelios ahead of Lindstrom?
No. No, but Chelios was 47. I rate Lindstrom ahead of Ray Bourque.
Right.
I rate Shanahan ahead of Jari Kurri. I think Jari Curry's great, but I mean
I would agree on that.
I mean
I like Kurri too, yeah.
Jari Kurri, what's Jari Kurri gonna do when Shanny's coming down the lane?
Good point.
You know.
Now what about Bobby Clarke? Bobby Clarke was a great player in his era. Do you move him up? He's at 40.
I kinda like that for Bobby Clarke. I think Bobby Clarke was a great player. He played with tenacity. He could score goals. I don't have a problem with that. I think that might be a good spot for him. I think the Brett Hall one's a little. I think the Brett Hall one's off.
I do too. I think Brett's off.
Yeah,
I have to say he's got good numbers, but all around is an all around player. I wouldn't put him where he is. Also, the pocket rocket is at 36. I don't know. There's modern players who might be a little.
That's your department.
I gotta say Shanny, you know, or someone like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you keep. I mean, maybe the I don't know how.
Now Ted Lindsay, that's another one, and he's a Red Wing, and I love him, but he may be ranked a little high. But I'll tell you what, he scared people. And he was by that
scared
I mean
the editor of he scared the editor of Beckett Entertainment.
Yeah, well, that's what he was like. I mean, he was kind of an all purpose guy like Hal.
Yeah,
he could score and he could threaten. You know, he was tough.
Yeah, and when you win cups in that era and you win a bunch of them, like I'm more happy to. To attack other people on this list than Ted Lindsay, yeah. Like
now, what about Robitaille? Robitaille never was a big skater, but he has unbelievable numbers.
Yeah, you
got to put him up there for those numbers.
And he's the all time leader for left wingers.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, you know,
put it this way, I totally think Luke is the top 50 guy. I don't know if Luke is a top 30 guy.
Okay, good. Well put. Yeah,
you know,
I agree on that.
I'll tell you, I'll take Sergei Fedorov over Denis Savard all day long.
I agree on that.
I mean, who's Denis Savard ever checked? Who's he ever matched up against a one?
You know what? I totally agree on that. That's a guy that's ranked too high here. He's a 26.
If I get off the Ray Bourque battering ram, I think that might be the biggest. I think that's the worst one.
You do really? Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I really do. I don't know. Because I think Holly, I can debate easier Holly's 16 more than I can debate Denny Savard. How is Denny Savard a better center than Joe Sakic?
No.
In what universe is that?
No, no. No, you're right.
And, I mean, you know, really.
And you're right about Brett Hull, too. Good as he was, good numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take Shanny.
I
will take Shanny over any winger on this list except Bobby Hull and Jaromir Jagr.
Well, there you go. Those are bold words.
Right? I can't see any.
I could see it.
Even over, well, Bossy's 50-50, depending on what you need. Yeah, I love Bossy.
Bossy was pretty
Bossy
good.
Bossy was great. Yeah. And you know what? And I shouldn't speak because Jean Beveleau, I can't speak on that. I shouldn't say anything about that. I shouldn't say that Shanahan's better than Jean Beveleau.
I know you can't.
That's just stupid. That's a legend. Yeah, they're going to cut me
These
off
These guys
here
are legends for a reason, man.
Come on. Thank you. I'm glad the captain's setting me straight in the locker room.
Come on.
Yeah.
And Tim Horton. I mean, you know, for that era, was an awesome
defense. See, I've never seen Tim Horton. Well, I've never even seen a video. They should run his video in his
You know what he reminded me
donut
of?
Donut stores.
They should.
They really should.
Because we have to know who.
Yeah. Most people don't know that.
They have no idea what that's all about.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was like, kind of like Scott Stevens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He had that solid defenseman kind of style where he maybe didn't check that well as Scott Stevens is the best checker I think I've ever seen. But this guy played that kind of solid old school defense where it was really hard to get around.
Yeah. Scott Stevens would be a good.
He'd be good on this list.
We need the top 100.
I know, right? Yeah. Well, let's make that up next week.
Yeah, it would be easy. Well, the next show we
come with our back 50.
Yeah, that really is though. How I don't know. I don't know how you don't put Nick Lidstrom on this list.
Yep, I agree.
I mean, that really is. It sounds like I'm a Detroit fan.
And I like the way you're talking today. And I think. Also, you got to put Scott Stevens on there.
That's what I mean. You said Scott Stevens. I'm like, yeah, how is Scott Stevens on this list? The only, I don't know. Chelly brought a lot more offense than
Chelly did.
Than Scott
and
Stevens.
Also, he, again, and I think Scott Stevens was good in this department too, is leadership.
Oh.
Chelly just fired that team up.
Oh, yeah. No one.
You know?
No, Chelly. Chelly, I think I've said this before, Chelly played a playoff year when they lost to, when the Blackhawks lost to Detroit in the mid-90s, before when he was a Blackhawk. He played on two torn ACLs.
Yeah, the guy's tougher than nails. I mean,
you know, he's Chelly. I mean, I'm not knocking Chelly off for Scott Stevens. I'll knock Chelly off for somebody. No, I mean, there's really... I tell you, Bernie Parent, he won two cups, but that might be a stretch. I don't know, that might be a stretch.
That could be a stretch.
That might be a stretch.
I could see it. And I think Sid needs to go lower on the list. I think he deserves, higher on the list. He deserves to be near the top. Mm. In terms of just, pure ability.
Well, I don't have any. Now, I might put Guy Lafleur 8 and Espo 6, but I don't have a problem with the top 12.
Top 12 looks pretty solid, doesn't it?
When you say the 12 best players ever in hockey are Yags, Stevie Y, Patrick Waugh, Mess, Espo, Bobby the Flower, the Rocket, Super Mario, Bobby Orr, Mr. Hockey, and the Great One.
You know, people.
That's
pretty hard to argue with that top 12.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take that top.
And you remember, I've told this story like to the point where people don't want to hear it anymore about how I went to the charity function. I was seated between Gretzky and Howe.
You're 1.5 on the list.
Yeah, man, I should be. Yeah. After that, but that was pretty unbelievable. I didn't even realize later how awesome a moment that was for me.
Where was that? Was Gretzky all? Well, he was our king, right?
He was a king then.
So he was already the great. He was already the greatest hockey player ever.
And they were buddies. They Howe and he got along. But I was at a charity function, and again, I've told this a million times, but I don't know how it happened. I'm seated in this thing. One side of me is Gretzky, and the other side's Howe. Or literally next to me on both sides.
You stole Jean Beveleau's seat.
I did. I clearly. That was for Lemieux. I don't know how I got it.
It was a Bobby Orr didn't show up. Yeah, he missed his flight.
And these two guys were, and it was funny because they were both elbowing me during the whole thing. Yeah. They were screwing around. Howe's a practical joker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he's legendary.
Yeah, and he was screwing around the whole time at this luncheon and messing around with me. They're both awesome, you know. That's the other thing. These hockey guys are cool. There's the two greatest of all time, and they were like regular dudes and totally
there's no
cool.
one on this list. You're like, that guy's a jerk.
No,
there's not one. I mean, none of these people.
Well, you know.
And actually, you kind of feel sorry. I feel sorry for Lindros, because I think Lindros, if he didn't skate with his head down, he'd probably be in the top 50, he'd probably be in the top 20.
That was his Achilles heel.
Well, yeah. He was so big and he was tough. So no one messed with him all the way up until the big boys. Well, and then you join the NHL and Scott Stevens didn't give a damn.
Well, yeah, it's like Michael Vick in football. I mean, he ran wild in college, but when you get up there with those linebackers who can run as fast as you,
right?
And that's kind of what happened with Lindros. He was unstoppable, and then you're right, he got in with some big guys who could skate too.
He had too many concussions.
That was a real thing, because he did have a super amount of talent.
Well, think about it. He really got cut short, and he's almost a Hall of Famer. Like, I mean, I would put him in, and he didn't make it this time, but I mean,
talent-wise, you almost have to.
Yeah. I mean, but he had some great years. He went to the finals. Like, he doesn't have anything that he has nothing to be ashamed of, really.
No.
If he would have played like four more years.
Expectations were just so high.
Right. Well, when you get traded, I mean, look, he got traded for Forsberg and 10 guys, and Forsberg's number 44.
I know. That's pretty good, right? Yeah. How about Forsberg for the Hall of Fame, do you think?
He made it. Remember, the guy couldn't read the writing. Forsberg was the best witch, was the biggest witch I've seen. Even tougher than Lemieux. Forsberg is the toughest witch I think I've seen ever. By which I mean, Crosby is like a man-made witch.
Right.
Like, because he's so good.
He's a man-witch.
And he practiced so hard, he can make all those passes. Whereas, like, Fedorov and Yags and Malkin. Like, Malkin's a witch.
Right,
like when they do stuff, it's like no one can do that. Like,
no, that's pretty awesome. Yeah.
And Fedorov was, and I'm sorry, Forsberg, the biggest guy I ever saw do those tricks.
Yeah,
the biggest guy I ever saw, and it played a tough defensive. You know, Lemieux played tough in the playoffs. Lemieux 80% of the time, he'll be the first to tell you. You know, he skated around looking for the play. You know, but the Penguins stunk. Why is he playing?
Well, that's the other
why
thing.
Is he playing defense? He's got to rest and play offense.
He had to do it all. So
yeah, so I don't grudge anybody that, but especially not him. But you know, I mean, like Fedorov was a man.
Well, you're right. Fedorov. He should be on this list. Absolutely, absolutely.
I really like Pavel Bure. He's not a better hockey player than.
Well, as long as we're on the Russians, that's the other thing I would say about the list. There was a couple of Russians. Remember that guy Karmelov?
A little before my time.
Well, he played for...
And they all kind of sounded the same.
I know. He was the guy that stood out for them. He was their Gretzky. Mm-hmm. And when you first saw him against the Canadians in those Summit Series, and you're like, who's that guy? Because he was just unbelievable. And we had no answer for him. And then
Bobby Clark injured him, right?
Bobby Clark had an answer for him. He on purpose.
Yeah.
Somebody said, stop that dude, man.
He broke his leg.
He broke his ankle and he was out. But that was an unstoppable dude. And the other guy was their goalie, Tretiak.
I've seen him in some film and some. Yeah. Tretiak was, well, obviously they didn't take Russians.
No.
I think that's, well, no, because Fedorov never played, he never played in Russia, so they didn't hold that against him. But. And when they took Stastny, Stastny played a half a lifetime in, is he Swedish or whatever he was?
Yes, yeah, Swedish, yeah.
That's the trivia, was they offered the whole Stastny brothers and like five number one picks to the Penguins for Lemieux's rights. And they said no. It's like, we didn't tank a whole year.
right.
for the Stastny brothers.
Well, you know something? This was really fun doing this list, man. I loved it.
Oh, it really was. We saved it up, and we picked a good time because we had four other things to talk about. So it was a lot of fun. It's great to have the captain here for that, too.
Man, I love it.
You know the old guys.
Well, I do. Most of them. Yeah, most of them I do.
And Bernie Geffron. I didn't know.
Geffrion. It's Geffrion.
Exactly.
Yeah. You see?
Once again, I'm getting fined in the locker room. But...
Yeah, that's a fine.
Yeah.
Well, but it was fun to do the list. And we might do our – how about our back 50? Well, let's come up with that.
The 50 worst players.
Well, we could do that. Oh, you'd love that.
Here's a real quick, a couple minutes.
Is there anybody that makes both lists?
The
worst and the best list.
You mean that players I hate?
Yeah.
Well, I hated Messier for a time, but
for his cheap shotting.
Yeah, and he was a Ranger, and that's right when they hurt Lemieux. He came in after they hurt Lemieux, but there was still a lot of bad blood. I never hated Lindros, like even though he was a Flyer, I respected Lindros. I used to yell at him every time they'd face off, though. If I was home for, I go to a lot of Flyer Penguin games. And I when they're in the face, I go, "Kiss the ring, Lindros. Kiss the ring."
I bet you're a great heckler.
Yeah, but that's the only time it's the only time I ever not liked, but respected was the Legion of Doom, because him and LeClaire, because LeClaire started off a Canadian, the one with Wah and Chelios and those cats. So
Let me ask you this: who would you pick to coach this team?
No, Scotty Bowman.
Scotty Bowman's your top coach ever?
Yeah.
I'd go with that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm scatterbrained. I'm trying to find the 10 guys they said that could make the next round. So since they have Sid in and they have Sid in the list already. Greats who might make the top, might make the list sometime. Kopitar's 10.
Okay.
This is before the season, so I think he would have moved up.
Yeah.
Zdeno Chara's 9. I love Chara, but I mean when you can't find a room when you can't find room for Scott Stevens, I don't know if you can put...
Right, I agree.
Sedin, no.
No.
Sedin. Shea Weber, not enough.
No. Nope.
Tays, definite.
Tays, yeah.
Here's a good one, which I did not think of, and your guy.
Who?
Pavel Datsyuk.
Oh, Datsyuk.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, yeah.
It's
going to take a couple more years to see on that, but he's got the skill set.
Yeah, definitely top 100, maybe top 75. Stamkos could easily jump on this ship. Claude Giroux, give me a break.
No.
Gino's a good couple more years. Couple more years, Gino. And the grade eight, Mr. Ovechkin. So I can see.
Yeah, I could see Ovechkin.
I can definitely see Ovechkin's part of Pavel Bure.
Yeah.
I hate Mr. Bure, if you're listening, please be a guest. We'd love to debate you.
Well, you know what I always say about him is just that his injury.
Right.
Because he had some unbelievable skills.
Well, the other thing, too, is I talk about Ovi running around and losing sight of the puck and just running around hitting people. But that's one more thing than Bure ever did. Bure was a speed scorer. Ovechkin can score like Bure. And Bure never hit anybody unless they ran into him.
You're right.
Unless he was going on the bench.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Unless it was in a celebration.
True.
It's the way it is. I mean, that's why I even think Timo has a little more sandpaper. That's
hard. Oh, Timo, that's why Timo, it's hard to keep him off that list, man, Timo.
Like I said, there's a couple guys on that list. Grant Fuhr. I won't go back like again. We got to wrap it up. Fuhr, maybe drop Lindros.
There's a couple guys.
But Shanahan.
Oh, you got to get Shanny up there. I agree with you on that.
Shanny and Lindstrom it's a crime. Lindstrom's a crime.
How'd they keep those Red Wings off this list?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
We got to call Kid Rock.
Yeah, boy, he'd have a word or two on that.
Well, this is a fantastic episode.
I loved it. I loved it.
It was so much fun. And we had fun doing this. I will not be here next week. We may have a best of.
Where are you
show.
Going next week?
I'll be in New York.
Oh, cool! You with the show?
Yeah, with Great. The show. So maybe if you want to do one, we should talk about this off the air. But if not, if we don't have a big guest, then it's the off season.
I don't think without you, I don't think we can do this show.
Well, it's up to you. You're the co-captain. You're the captain, and
maybe if we got
co-host.
Ian Bag, we could do it. But
it's up. You can talk about it off the air, but. Anyway, if we come back, if we don't have a big guest, we will do what the kid said in the middle of the season. Hey, can you do your all-star team from each of the divisions? I'll make it up and you can help
All
me
right,
debate.
Cool.
You can help me debate it.
All right, good.
I'm traveling a lot for doing stand-up. All in tour in Boston, this weekend.
Great. Awesome.
And then we're at Foxwoods in Connecticut, and I'll be doing sets in New York the following week. The captain is on the mothership KLOS, the legendary.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. And a great, it keeps getting better. I would iHeartRadio or whatever you got to do to listen to it. It's really, he had Felipe Esparza, he had John Levy, Alice Cooper on there.
Alice Cooper was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, what a show. I mean,
well, thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
Should be on
that.
Serious, for Christ's sake.
Well, you know.
People should be
guys,
paying.
Are you listening?
People should be paying for that kind of entertainment.
Wow, man. Pressure. That's nice of you to say. Well, we really had fun. It's 95.5 KLOS. I can't even say the right station. No wonder nobody's listening. 95.5 KLOS, and it's Sundays 4 to 8, and thank you for bringing it up, buddy. Had fun today, man. This was really fun.
It was a great one. I hope everyone enjoys listening. Sorry no one won the prize.
Yeah.
How you miss
Come on,
Sid.
Guys. Come
how'd
on.
You, how'd you miss Sid?
How'd they miss Sid?
It's as bad as, almost as bad as missing Shanny. Tip of the cap to the great legendary Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench, thank you,
Johnny
buddy.
Bench behind the mics. Pick up his copies of his, whenever he puts it out, he's holding it back. I know he's selling it as an art piece now.
Man, it's a beautiful comic,
it's a beautiful, beautiful comic. Yeah. I don't know. No one won it. The next time we have a trivia prize, we will do it. So thanks again, everyone, to listen to. And thanks for all the people in people in Vegas who came. They were all Puckoff fans.
Yeah, I heard that. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much for supporting
thank
me on
you,
the road.
Thank you, Vegas. Thank you, all you guys.
You guys are all the best. We'll see you guys soon.
All right. We are out.